to bow our heads and pray. If only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in James chapter 4, verses 8 through 10, and 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. Come near to God, and He will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. You have done foolish things, and from now on, you will be at war. Did your mom or dad ever tell you they love you when you messed up, but then you still had consequences for your actions? It doesn't take long for us to see this happen in our lives. If you touch a hot stove, you get burned. If you speed down the main drag right in front of a cop, and you're not surprised you'd get pulled over, right? What if you don't make time to study for a test and you don't pass? And the list goes on and on. But today in Scripture, I am truly comforted by the fact that the opposite is also true. If I draw near to God, He promises to draw near to me. Our faith action is met with God's reaction. He also says in 2 Chronicles that His eyes are roaming the entire earth, looking to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. Wow! Your God is not somewhere out there in la-la land, unaware of what is happening to you. On the contrary, He sees you, He hears you, and He's looking to strengthen you. Lord Jesus, may we rest in the fact that You see what's going on around us. You strengthen us. And as we humble ourselves, You will lift us up in due time. May we not grow weary in doing good. Help us stay close to Your side, seeking You with eager anticipation of Your truth revealed to all the earth. And Lord, if these verses have caused stress for a listener out there who is not fully committed to You, give them strength to turn to You. You promise to meet them right where they are. Help them take the necessary steps to walk in truth, for You alone is where real hope is found. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.